This is Ozarks at Large, and joining me now from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Those are always words that go well together. Happy Friday.
Absolutely. And words that go well together whenever I talk to you are building permits. You're very good at keeping up with these numbers. So tell me where we are right now. Give me an update.
Well, we are in the Fort Smith Metro. We measure building permit values in Fort Smith, Greenwood, and Van Buren, three of the largest cities. So it's a majority of the total permit activity. It's not all of it, but a clear majority. But through the first 6 months of the year, building permits are down 5.5%. They total about 158 million for the three cities. Now, we have to keep in mind that's off of what was a record pace last year. Now, I know that it seems odd the region would set a record pace during a pandemic year,
right?
But it did, because those three cities combined for just a little under 265 million, which was up 9.5% over 2019. And 2019 was a pretty solid year too. So the region's coming off 2 to 3 pretty solid year, so it's not a surprise to see a little bit of a downturn. You've also got an increase in a lot of commodities that are used in the housing industry, for example, lumber prices. So there may have been a slowdown there. But in June, the building permit values for the three cities were down 22%. Fort Smith, their permit values for the first 6 months of the year are down 8.5%. In Greenwood, they're down for the first 6 months, down just a little, 1.3%. Van Buren's kind of the star of the show. Their permits are up a little over 24% for the first half of the year. So Van Buren's trying to hold its own. It's the other two cities that are slackers, so to speak. But we still got 6 months. It may pick up in the back half of the year. We're hearing anecdotally that some of the prices are coming down, not all, but some of them are starting to come back down. So we'll see. And the interest rates are expected to stay low, so that always fuels building, both residential and commercial.
Well, we'll definitely keep an eye on that. While we're talking about building new things, let's talk about an expansion. Harry G. Barr and Company, they're starting a $10 million expansion. Now, I have to admit, this is a company that I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah, they are. They do fly under the radar a little bit, although they're one of the oldest manufacturing companies in Fort Smith. But they are, as Michael Barr, president of the company, said, they're tapped out. They are needing more space, more employees. You know, part of the demand nationwide for new housing and for new commercial projects is causing a lot of these suppliers to not be able to keep up with demand. They brand their products under Weather Bar windows and doors. They've begun on a three-phase process. They're going to build a new parking lot. I drive by their facility every once in a while, and they definitely need a parking lot. They have folks parked in the grass in some areas, but they're building a new parking lot with a new entrance and exit for the facility. That's the first phase. The second phase, which will follow soon after, will be more office space, new employee break room, and about 18,000 square feet for what they call outbound distribution. That's really dock space. When they get products finished, they can get it organized there to be delivered out to where it's been ordered. And then after that, there will be on the books is a planned 50,000 square foot space. Right now, they've got that planned for raw material storage, but depending on the orders coming in and where they are then, it could be used for other purposes, either production or other purposes. So, but they are struggling to keep, it's a good problem for them to have. You know, they've got more orders than they can handle. So they're trying to essentially make hay while the sun shines, so to speak.
A headline that caught my attention this week at talkbusiness.net is apparently I have the opportunity to bid on West End Park in downtown Fort Smith. It's going to be sold at auction.
Yeah, I can just see Antoinette down there running the Ferris wheel. That'd be great.
Yes, because I have a giant wallet. But tell me about this for folks that do have the means to potentially bid on this.
Yeah, I think most folks in the Fort Smith area are familiar with the park at West End. It's got the large Ferris wheel you see coming in over the bridge or leaving. It's got the vintage carousel and the Ferris wheel was first used at the World's Fair in San Diego in 1935. It's made in Italy, so it's a classic.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a classic Ferris wheel. And they've got an old Pullman dining car in the park that's used for a restaurant. So it's a great space. I have been there 1,000 years ago when I used to go to these birthday parties for young kids, including mine. There used to be a lot of birthday. It's a great setting for birthday parties, for events, for corporate events, that kind of thing. But Phil White, who has owned that for a long time, he's sold another business. I think he's just ready to get out of the business world and kick back. And so he's put it up for auction, and it goes up for auction on August 12th. And it's an absolute auction. So whatever the highest bid is they will own the park. Now, the only caveat to the auction is they have to keep it operating as a park for 10 years after the deal closes. And then I guess after that, they can do whatever they want to. But that's the deal, the only caveat that Phil has put on. But Looper Auction Realty is going to handle this. They've told us they don't have an estimated sale for the park, but he did say there's been a lot of interest in it. Phil White says he's invested a little over $1 million in it. I don't know if they'll get that, but it'll be interesting. The hope is that a lot of folks in the region really hope it gets a good owner that's going to keep it going clean. Phil White's done a good job. He turned it over to the city of Fort Smith some time back. The Parks Department has just said that they're having a difficult time keeping it staffed and keeping it open. So they're going to turn it back over. And that's also what precipitated this auction.
Well, Michael, thank you as always. And I hope you have a great weekend.
You as well, Antoinette. Always good to talk to you.
You too. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can find out more at talkbusiness.net.